It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Does it ever get to be blowy and windy in your neighborhood? Boy, the wind was just going around the corner when I came by. Glad you're here. 'Cause I've been thinking of you. I've been thinking of you. Boom, 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 boom. Have any idea what might have been in that little suitcase I brought in? Well, you're about to find out. Do you think it might be something that long? Or something that big? Something round? It's deceiving. It's a clarinet. Mm-hmm. It's all in pieces. Now this is the bottom part. Hello.
Like a horn.
Well, this really is a kind of a horn. Now let me see, this part fits on next. It's a blowing instrument, musical instrument, makes music. See it growing? One piece, two piece, three piece, four piece, and top piece. It's growing just like you're growing. It's fun to grow, isn't it? There, now this is a cover. We'll take the cover off. Now, I haven't played this clarinet in a long, long time. When I was about this big, no, I guess I was about that big, I used to go to Mr. Ringrose at the Fourth Ward School, and Mr. Ringrose had very early morning classes in clarinet. And I used to go there, and I hadn't practiced very well. And I would play something, and Mr. Ringrose would say, I don't think you practiced too long. And I hadn't, no. Well, I still can't play very well because I hadn't practiced very long. Let me see if I can. You have to get this part wet. That's called the reed. And it goes back and forth real fast. Let me see now. Please don't listen, Mr. Ringrose. Well, that's not too bad. Sometimes you squeak. Mm-hmm. It's not good to squeak when you're playing. You go, and I remember one thing very well. You weren't supposed to puff out your, what's this called, your cheeks. You weren't supposed to puff them out. You weren't supposed to go like that to play. That's not the good way to play the clarinet. Oh, let's see if Picture knows what this is. Think it would? Let's ask it. It seems to know everything. Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all the word for this instrument? It knew. Clarinet. Yes, sir. You know what we could do? We could very easily take the bell off This part's called the bell. And look through and pretend that this is the telescope and see what's going on in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, let's try. Do you see Daniel's clock yet? We're looking. There it is. And it's ticking away. Who is that? Going by the museum? I think that's Mr. Paul. It certainly looks like him, Trolley. Trolley, is that Lewis Paul going? I thought so. I'm going to call right away. Lewis Paul is one of the outstanding clarinetists of this country. Let's just see if he's really going to the castle. Miss Polifkate? Miss Polifkate, is that Lewis Paul coming into the castle? It is. Is he going to play for King Friday? Hey, could we come? Oh, I'd really like to listen to him. I heard about him when I was in Mr. Ringrose's class. All right. We'll count to 13 and come. One, two? Yes, we're coming. Count to 13 when the light flashes. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We'll get to see him. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and in we go, 13. Oh, Mr. Paul, Mr. Paul, King Friday's very anxious to see you. Oh, what's that in your case?
This is my clarinet, Edgar.
Oh, good. May I see it? Oh, it's broken.
No, it isn't broken. It just comes in many different pieces, you see. Oh. We put it together this way.
Oh, I see. And it gets longer.
And longer. One more piece up here on the top.
How many pieces are there?
Well, all together we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 pieces, and all those shiny things.
Yes, these are the keys, and when we push the keys down, the notes change on the clarinet.
Could I hear some? That's a nice tone. Could you play me the highest notes? Way up there. And now the lowest notes. Way down there. I like it. I like the clarinet. Now when the king comes, will you kindly play him a fanfare?
Certainly.
He should be here in 2 1/2 seconds. 1, 2 1/2. That's the kind of fanfare I like. Mr. Paul, I presume?
Yes?
I'm glad to meet you. That will do, Edgar. Thank you, Your Highness. Thank you. The clarinet. An old instrument, is it not?
Yes, quite old, King.
One that has been played for many years.
Yes.
Have you played the instrument yourself very long?
Since I was quite small, yes.
Oh, you started as a boy, did you? What is one of your favorite melodies on the clarinet?
Would you like to hear one by Beethoven?
Oh, yes, I like that one.
Thank you.
beautiful. Could you play me the first few notes of that one again so I can remember it? Oh, yes. Does it have words?
No, Beethoven didn't write words for that.
I see. Well, I know a song that does have words. Perhaps you know it's a little ditty called Propel, Propel, Propel Your Craft.
Well, I don't know that one, but I do know a song called Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Oh, yes. Well, if you play that, I could sing my words, I think, too. And I'd like to hear what it sounds like first, anyway. Now, I'll sing my words if you'll play again. Propel, propel, propel your craft. Oh, lovely. Gently down liquid sea ocean. Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion. Oh, Mr. Paul, were you able to play that well when you first got your first clarinet?
Oh, no, it came much later.
Oh, I see. You practiced and practiced, did you?
Quite a bit, yes.
Did you have someone who helped you?
I had a teacher. I had many teachers, yes.
I see. And then they would say to you, did they call you Lou or Louis?
Lou, usually.
Lou. They say, Lou, now this is a better way of doing it. And then that helped you, did it?
Exactly. That's how they did it.
Oh, isn't teaching wonderful? Yes, we learn so much from others. Would you come to my tea room, Mr. Paul, where we can discuss the clarinet further?
Fine, I'd like to, King.
Yes, I have an appointment a little later, but I think we'll have time for tea right now. The tea room is just down the hall from the S room, across from room number 20. So if you go through that door, I shall meet you there. Do you like cream and sugar or lemon?
Just lemon, please.
Lemon. I'll have it waiting for you, Mr. Paul. Come along to the tea room.
Surely does make a difference when you know how to play, doesn't it? And have practiced a long time. Ooh. That's what happens if you bite the reed. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to learn your trade. That's all there is to it when you're working at something. You've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. If you want to make the grade, be sure to practice, practice. You have got to learn your job, not simply turn a knob. You've got to practice, practice, practice. You never learn to feel by wearing gloves. You never learn to smile with just a frown. You never learn to talk by shutting up. Or walk by sitting down. No, you've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. When you see what you have made, you'll shout, look here! The fact is, with a fair amount of practice, you can really positively learn your trade. Yes, you can. You've got to learn your trade. That's the same thing with reading and writing and those numbers and all of that. Don't learn it by magic. You don't just turn a knob and all of a sudden you know what 3 and 2 is. No, sir. And you don't turn a knob and all of a sudden you play the clarinet. I might take this up again in my elderly years. Yep. But right now, there's something that I can blow a lot better than a clarinet. Maybe you saw it when you came in today, did you? Up here on top of the, well, a pinwheel. Did you ever do one of those? It's been a blowy day outside, so why don't we just go out and use some of the air out there? Now, what if there were lots and lots of pinwheels in the town? They would certainly blow a lot, wouldn't they? Just pretend that there are.
Mr. Rogers?
Hey, Mrs. Russellite, how are you?
Very good. Very
blowing
good.
Some pinwheels today.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, it's nice. Come on in.
Oh, I really can't. I have to be on my way to the neighborhood of make-believe. See, I took my hat.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to visit?
See Henrietta Pussycat. She invited me to come over. She said that she wanted me to meet a new friend.
New friend? I bet I know who it is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I won't tell you who. Oh, would you like to take this with you?
Could I?
You're welcome.
Thanks.
To it.
Blows nice.
It does go very well.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Russellite. Come stay next time, okay? A nice day. Mrs. Russellite off to the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's use this again, okay? Pretend telescope and see if she does get to the neighborhood of make-believe very soon. Yeah, well, is the donkey gonna stay in there forever?
Meow, X. Meow, 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 stay. Meow, 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 gets meow new house.
Oh, I see. Does he really like it here?
Meow says meow, meow. Mrs. Russellite meow, meow, meow today.
You mean the bright light lady?
Meow, meow coming.
She's nifty-galifty.
Meow, 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 meet Don Quixote.
Oh, would you give her a poem for me, please?
Meow, surely.
Well, here's a poem. I just made it up. Oh, dear Mrs. Russellite, you're as pretty as a kite, and I can ask you 1, 2, 3, if you like my poetry, and I wish I could be here to talk with you because I'm going bird watching. I'm sorry.
Meow, meow poem?
Yeah, that's it. Can you remember it?
Meow, 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 Mrs. Russellite. Meow, meow, pretty. Meow, meow, kite. Meow, 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 ask you. Meow, meow, three. Meow, meow, like. Meow, poetry. Meow, meow, wish. Meow, 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 here. Meow, 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 meow. But I'm going meow watching. Meow, sorry.
Perfect, Henrietta. Goodbye.
Meow, meow, X. Meow, 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 one, two, three. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, Mrs. Russellite.
Hello, yes. Henrietta. Nice to see you.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, new sweater, meow.
Isn't it pretty?
Meow, meow, just perfect, meow.
Well.
Meow, 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 roll the arms, meow, meow.
Well, yes, I noticed it's meow. A little long there. Let me help you.
Meow. Meow, 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 blowing, meow.
A pinwheel. Isn't it pretty?
Meow. Certainly meow.
There, this looks very nice. It'll keep your wrists nice and warm, won't it?
Meow.
That's lovely.
Meow, 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 beautiful hat, meow.
Oh, thank you very much. I wore it once before, but I thought since I was visiting you today, I should add, well, a few flowers to it to kind of fancy it up, because your hats are always so beautiful.
Meow, like it, meow.
Oh, it is pretty. One of your prettiest ones, I think.
Meow, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Meow, 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 Don Quixote. Meow, 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 donkey.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeehaw. Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Meow, 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 Don Quixote. Meow, meow, Mrs. Russellite, meow.
How do you do? It's nice to know you.
Aw, how do you do? Good to know you, too.
Henrietta told me I was going to meet a new friend.
Yeah, I'm new here.
Oh, really? Well, I hope you like it.
Oh, sure do. It's great here.
Good, good.
Meow, 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 X, meow, 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 poem.
For me?
You say X has a poem for her?
Meow. Meow, 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 hear it?
Oh, I'd love to, please.
Meow, meow, Mrs. Russellite. Meow, meow, pretty, meow, meow, kite. Meow, 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 ask you, meow, meow, three. Meow, meow, like, meow, poetry. Meow, meow, wish, meow, 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 here. Meow, 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 but meow, meow, going, meow, watching, meow, sorry.
Meow, watching.
Meow, meow, bird watching, meow.
Oh, of course, of course.
He's that owl in this tree who likes to bird watch.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, he would, you know.
Certainly. Well, I think it's a very nice poem. You'll thank him for me.
Meow,
pretty
meow,
as a
certainly.
Kite. Isn't that nice?
Meow, 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 kite.
Yes.
Meow.
What you got there?
It's a pinwheel. Watch.
Hey, I like that.
Isn't it nice?
Let me try.
All right. Maybe you have to blow a little harder.
Okay.
Maybe I'll help you. Let's see.
Okay.
We'll blow together. There.
Great.
Uh-huh.
I like that very much. You know what it reminds me of?
Hmm?
A windmill.
I guess so. Windmills go around. Their arms go around. Sure.
And they're great to live in.
Do you think so?
I know so. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, really?
I want to live in a windmill.
Oh, my.
I want to live in a windmill. I want to live in a mill. I think I'll live in a windmill. I will. I will. I will.
Isn't that nice?
Meow, 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 meow. All trying, meow, meow, meow.
Oh, well, I'll certainly try and find one.
Meow.
Would you want a very large one, or a very small one, or a bright one, or a sort of a dull one? Do you have any ideas which kind you'd like?
A donkey size one, I think.
Oh,
uncomfortable.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, Corny used to have a windmill, something like this that went around on his factory, but he had to use a fan to make it go.
A fan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't need to have one go. I just kind of like it.
Oh, just to live in it.
That's right.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Light limerick. Meow, Don Quixote, meow.
Well, I sort of do have one.
Yeah, good.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure I would.
It's about windmills.
You must have lots of poems in your head.
Well, this one especially, I just kind of thought of it now because, after all, you want to live in a windmill.
Sure.
All right. A windmill's indeed a most glorious sight. When the wind blows with all of its might, its arms go around and around and around, and around and around and around and around. Indeed, a most glorious sight.
Hey, that's great.
I had a poem given to me by X, and I met you today, so I think I'd like to give something. Would you like to have this?
This pinwheel?
Certainly.
Wonderful, I sure would.
Here, can you hold it
there? Thank you very much.
There you go.
I'll go play with it myself.
It was nice meeting you, Donkey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh,
meow,
he's a nice
so
friend.
Nice. Meow.
I'll certainly try to find him a windmill if
I can. Meow, 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 come, meow, tea, meow, crumpets, meow, me.
Oh, I'd love some, thank you.
Meow, good. Meow, 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 turn, meow, meow, right.
Yes.
Meow, 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 turn, meow, meow, back door, meow.
All right,
meow,
we'll
meow.
See you soon.
Meow, meow, meow.
Don Quixote wants to live in a windmill, but today he can have the pinwheel. But all those things need air and wind to go, just like the clarinet. Think of them having tea and crumpets in Henrietta's house. That's what they're going to do today. It's time for me to go. But you know when we'll be together. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two. Where does this one go? Tomorrow, tomorrow. There. Start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Mm-hmm. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is... How are you coming with your snapping? Good. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you very much. See you tomorrow. Bye.
From the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
Hey there! I am Arcus87 and I speedrun classic games on Twitch. I did watch PBS growing up. My favorite shows were Sesame Street, Bob Ross, and Mr. Rogers. My favorite thing about Mr. Rogers was how much of a great role model he was. I mean, his message to be self-respecting, his incredible amount of patience, and just his way of explaining everyday life. It just doesn't get much better than that. Please click below to support your local PBS station.
Right up here it says greetings. That's a royal word for hello. Mm-hmm. Let's take all of this to the